You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The City of Park Falls is urging residents to clean up their properties at this time. City trucks will be hauling leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set out for collection from October 20th until October 31st. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also be chipping brush during this time, and chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you'd like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for signs. Once again, from October 20th until October 31st, all leaves, yard waste, and garden waste that you want the city to collect must be in bags and set out for collection, and the city will also be chipping brush during this time. This will be for no charge under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. The City of Park Falls thanks you very much for your cooperation. Saturday, September 6th, it's the 125th anniversary of Wisconsin State Park's celebration with North Country Trail. The North Country Trail Association Heritage Chapter will present a history of the North Country Trail and Copper Falls State Park at the new pavilion at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. At 6 p.m. in the new reservable pavilion, Copper Falls Park Ranger James Ennigal will present a slideshow and talk of the history of Copper Falls State Park. Celebration of 125 years, cake and ice cream will be served. An annual admission sticker or daily pass is required to enter the park. This event will be held rain or shine. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 6th, over at Copper Falls State Park. Forecasters are keeping an eye on what this winter may look like in the state. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Climate Prediction Center has issued a La Nina watch, which means that by fall, La Nina conditions start to become favored. Now, right now, we're in an end zone neutral phase, which is likely to stick around through late summer. However, already, the subocean has cooled in the region of interest, but these negative anomalies are not too strong. However, still a step in the direction for the development of a La Nina pattern. Now, while conditions are favorable, there is still a 4 in 10 chance that it will not happen. But if it does, it could result in increased Atlantic hurricane activity this fall. And during La Nina winters, the strongest signal typically happens in February and March, which means for Wisconsin, colder than normal conditions are favored and wetter, more snow. And running into early spring, there can also be enhanced chances for severe weather outbreaks. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like you to know that no matter what you're going through, if you need someone to lean on, you can call, text, or chat with the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at any time, any day. Counselors are here and ready to help all Wisconsinites live their best lives. You can learn more at 988wisconsin.org. Saturday, September 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Fall Festival over at Copper Falls State Park. This is held at the Historic Pavilion Grounds and offers family fun for everyone. There's going to be pumpkin painting, t-shirt making, apple cider pressing, craft vendors, education opportunities, a gift basket raffle, and so much more. An annual admission sticker or daily pass is required to enter the park. This event will be held rain or shine. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Historic Pavilion Grounds. Remember, grab your annual admission sticker or daily pass in order to enter the park. With all the wildfire smoke in recent years, has it ever crossed your mind to literally help fight the fires? Meteorologist Brittany Malone tells us what it's like and how to get involved in wildland firefighting.
Not for all, but for some, those adrenaline seekers seem to like the career, fighting wildfires. It all starts in an apprenticeship program through the USDA Forest Service, and it pays as you rack up 3,000 hours of on-the-job training. Now you'll be set up in a wildland fire academy, and the Forest Service covers all the training costs. And once you complete the program, you'll have a journey-level status as a wildland firefighter. And from there, you work to put out the fires, manage and control them from spreading. And this also means you'll be away from home for weeks at a time, long work hours, and outside. You might be flying in helicopters, hiking through mountains, or patrolling roads. And part of the job also requires being a little bit like me and talking to people about fire prevention. And dispatch is also a route to take, too. There's only a few basic requirements. One, you'll need a driver's license. Two, you'll need to pass a drug test. And three, they prefer people between the ages of 18 to 37. But if you're older, you can still apply. And with the climate changing and more fire sparking, there are nationwide opportunities, too. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Who's at quarterback? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will Danny O'Neill start at quarterback for Wisconsin, or is Billy Edwards ready after suffering a sprained knee last week? Luke Fickell.
Don't believe that Billy will be playing. He didn't practice. So obviously Danny would be the guy we would go with, and Hunter would be the backup, and we would just proceed from there.
NFL, the Packers at practice today. They host the Lions Sunday at 3:25. The Brewers play the Phillies tonight, game two of their three-game series. Pat Murphy reviewed Monday's 10-8 loss to Philadelphia.
You know, they got some of the best players in the game on the team, and they did a great job of exploiting us by getting the leadoff guy on base. You can attribute it to a lot of things, but you got to execute, and you can't give up free bases. But the credit goes to the Phillies for their relentless offense, and they did what they had to do.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Office executive producer Greg Daniels says at one point he was determined never to revisit a similar world to the one he created at The Office. But ultimately, he decided to dive back into the mockumentary sitcom world with Peacock's The Paper. Daniels said he changed his mind after seeing The Office at number one on Netflix for 4 years. The Paper is now available to stream on Peacock. Alice Rotunda gave birth to her fourth child in a McDonald's parking lot in Michigan. Rotunda said she always planned to name her daughter Matilda and call her Tilly. But after giving birth in the parking lot of the restaurant that served billions and billions, they added a tweak to the name and will call her McTilly. According to the New York Post, Alice insisted she was in labor, but the hospital staff disagreed and sent her home, resulting in said parking lot birth. This was a tough decision for the Rotundas because McTilly was actually conceived in a Burger King parking lot. Once again, it's McDonald's for the win. Former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson's moneymaker has always been action films, and not even good ones, really. He's made a decent living using his physique and charm to headline very mediocre films. That apparently has all changed now. Johnson shed 60 pounds for a role in his new film, The Smashing Machine, which tells the story of MMA fighter Mark Kerr. The film stars Emily Blunt opposite Johnson as Kerr's girlfriend. Johnson's hard work physically and mentally appears to have paid off as the film just premiered at the Venice Film Festival and received a 15-minute standing ovation, making Johnson sob uncontrollably, according to Variety. It's early, but those who have seen the film are already creating Oscar buzz for Johnson. He appears to have come a long way since San Andreas. In a related story, I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for about 3 years and can't really use the I put it on for a movie role excuse much longer. Everyone loves a comeback story, and there was a big one last weekend at the box office. The film Weapons, in its fourth week of release, regained first place on the big screen over the holiday weekend. The horror film raked in $10 million, bringing its box office total in theaters to $132 million. Jaws, which was first released in theaters in 1975, hit the big screen again last weekend in honor of the big anniversary and pulled in over $8 million. Not a bad haul for what is considered by many the greatest summer blockbuster film of all time. In third place was new release Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, which pulled in just under $8 million. Rounding out the top five, Freakier Friday, in its fourth week of release, came in at $6.6 million. And in fifth place was the Benedict Cumberbatch Olivia Williams The Roses at $6 million. Last weekend put closure on the 2025 summer box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers or an isolated thundershower, especially this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, frosty down to 35 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.